行传第二章。
Acts chapter chapter two.
四十一节到末了。
Verse 41 till the end.
好，我们一起来读，好吧
？Let's read it together.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒要添了三千人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，薄饼祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天忠心合意，恒切地在店里，携带家中薄饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。好，我们圣经就读到这里。
This is our scripture reading this morning.
本来按照次序要讲到约翰二书。
According to my schedule, I should be sharing with you Second John.
本来也希望跟弟兄姊妹来讲到这一卷书。
I also wanted to share the scripture with you.
但是今天早晨呢，就想到一处圣经。
But this morning, this passage came to my mind.
这组圣经呢，就是中理恩弟兄呢，这个前几个月在布饼聚会之前呢讲的几句话。
And these words were shared to us by Brother Jones a few months back.
我想就把这几句话来交通给弟兄姊妹。
And I want to share along the same thought.
一方面是提醒弟兄姊妹。
On one hand, I wanted to remind you.
另外一方面。也有一点的负担。
And the other, I also have the same burden.
这句话就是在四十二节这里所给我们所告诉我们的。
And the words came to my heart this morning was verse 42.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
彼此交接。
And to the fellowship.
薄饼祈祷。
To the breaking of bread and to prayer.
这句话呢，那最好这样的说一下。
And this verse should be rephrased this way.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，并交通。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship.
和薄饼祈祷。
And they devoted themselves to breaking of bread and to prayer.
这里说到那使徒的教训和交通。
Here it talks about the apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
是的，虽然指的两件事。
And this refers to two things.
但这两件事情都有关系的。
And all these two are related.
这里说他们这个恒心遵守使徒的教训和交通。
Here it tells us that they devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship.
这个教训呢是使徒的教训。
The teachings came from the apostles.
这个交通呢也是使徒的交通。
The fellowship also came from the apostles.
这是他们所遵守的。
And this is what they devoted themselves to.
他们就保守他们自己在这种情形里面。
And they kept themselves in this kind of condition.
那么在使徒教训里面。
They lived in the teachings of the apostles.
也在使徒的交通的里面。
And they also lived in the fellowship.
那么另外一方面也说到他们薄饼和祈祷。
On the other hand, it also tells us that they continue to break bread and to pray.
这是在那当初的教会一开头的时候那个教会他们所最重要他们所注意的几件事。
These are the several things that the beginning church emphasized upon.
一件事情呢就是使徒的教训。
One thing they emphasized upon the teaching of the apostles. 他们
活在使徒教训里面。
They live in the teaching.
他们保守他们自己在使徒教训里面。
And they kept themselves in the teaching.
他们遵守使徒的教训。
They also abide to the teachings of the apostles.
第二件事情呢就是他们活在那个使徒的交通的里面。
Second thing is they live in the fellowship.
然后第三件事情就是薄饼。
The third is they break bread.
那是第四就是祈祷。
And the fourth they pray.
然后这是当初教会所最注重的几件事。
These are the things that they emphasized upon in the beginning church.
我们每次遇到当初的教会的时候。
Every time we mention about the church.
在我们的观念里头，我们总是觉得 那是最完全的。
In our concept, we feel that this that was the most perfect.
在我刚刚蒙恩得救的时候
，When I was just saved,
那时候弟兄们常常提到一件事，要回到当初的教会里面。
The brother often reminds us that we shall return to the beginning church.
为什么要回到当初的教会里面去
？Why should we return to that condition?
因为那个时候的情形啊，那所显的光景是最完全的。
Because the manifestation of church was most perfect at that time.
那么当然我们知道，教会是是借着圣灵所产生出来的。
Of course, we know the church was.Was born by the Spirit.
在那无旬节之后，那时候那些有120位弟兄姊妹，他们在一起祷告。
During the Pentecost, there were about 120 brothers and sisters gathered.
他们同心合意祷告。
And they prayed with one heart.
差不多有十天之久的时间。
They prayed about 10 days.
然后到了无旬节。
Then the Pentecost.
那圣灵就降下来了。
And the Holy Spirit was.
一面是充满他们里面。
The Holy Spirit filled them.
一面是降在他们的身上。
And descended upon them.
那是一件非常伟大的一件事。
And that was a great work.
从那时候开始，教会就产生出来了。
From that time on, the church was born.
那么然后我们看见当圣灵充满他们的时候。
Then we see that as they were filled by the Spirit.
那么彼得就站起来在传讲福音。
Peter stood up and spoke.
像彼得，他的胆量非常大。
We thought that Peter was very bold.
他穿福音，你准备都不要准备的。
He doesn't even need to prepare himself.
那么很可能他是连想到这件都没有。
Maybe he didn't even think about this.
那么他圣灵感动，他就站起来。
But the Holy Spirit moved him, therefore he stood up.
当站起来之后
，And when he stood up,
还有那十一个使徒，他一同在站起来。
All the other 11 stood up with him.
他们来传讲主耶稣。
And they shared about Christ.
一方面给他们让人知道，那为什么圣灵能够降下来
？On one hand, they made people realize why the Holy Spirit descended.
那这件事乃是因着主耶稣基督已经成功了救恩。
This is because Christ has already accomplished the salvation.
从死里复活升到天上。
And he resurrected from death.
他从父手里接受了圣灵，然后神就把圣灵再降下来了。
Christ accepted Holy Spirit from the hands of the Father and sent it to us.
他也说到，那么你们怎样得到圣灵？
He also shows us how we can receive Holy Spirit.
那么那一天呢，今天的话语有好多人受了感动。
And that day, many people's hearts were moved.
就那许多人都觉得那个话非常的扎心。
Because they felt that their heart had been pierced.
他们就问彼得，这一班人。
And they asked Peter and the other 11.
那我们怎样才可以得救
？How can we be saved?
彼得告诉他们说，你们要悔改，信主耶稣基督。
Peter told them you need to repent and believe in Jesus Christ.
奉着主耶稣名受洗。
And be baptized in the name of God.
那你们就得到拯救。
Then you shall be saved.
神就要把应许的圣灵降下来，充满在你们的里面。
And the promised Holy Spirit shall also fill your heart.
结果那一天呢，就有3000多人悔改，接受到主。
That one day, about 3,000 repented and accepted Christ.
他们就受洗归在主耶稣名下。
They were all baptized into the name of Jesus.
那当他们就在那个时候，教会就产生出来的。
And at this time, the church was born.
那不仅是有120个人被浸在一起，那成了一个身体。
Not only 120 of them were knitted together at the bottom.
那并且有3000人，一下子有3000人都加进来的。
But all of a sudden, 3,000 more were added.
那么当教会这样产生出来之后
When the church was here,
那么我们看见他们所最注意的最宝贵的是一件什么事是什么事情呢
We began to see what they treasured the most.
那就是 这四件事
And that, are these four
一件事就是他们遵守使徒的教训
They abide, to the apostles' teaching.
也活在那使徒的交通的里面
And they lived in the fellowship of the apostles.
还有一件事就是擘饼和祈祷
And the attitudes are breaking the bread and praying.
他们活在那这样情形当中。
Because they live in such kind of
situation. 所以他们的光景啊，就是那样子，刚强。
And therefore they are very strong.
是那的活泼。
They were very lively.
我把下面多读的几处啊，就是给弟兄姊妹看见当初教会的光景。
I want you all to read the following verses because I want to show you the condition of the church.
众人都惧怕。
They said all men were fearing them.
那为什么众人会惧怕
？Why did men fear them？
那今天呢，恐怕别人看见我们不大会惧怕了。
Today people see us, they will not be afraid.
当时呢，那么他们是叫人很害怕。
At that time, people were filled with awe when they see them.
那并不是说他面孔是很凶的。
It doesn't mean that they have a severe look on their face.
那下面告诉我们说，他们得众民的喜爱。
And then it also tells us that everyone loves them.
这是很矛盾的情形。
And this is, it seems contradictory.
一方面呢，大家都很喜欢喜爱他们。
On one hand, people like them.
一方面呢，大家都很惧怕他们。
On the other hand, they were filled with awe.
那么在这个天然境界里头不会有这样情形的。
In the natural sense of man, this will never happen.
在属灵境界里头必须是这样。
But in a spiritual realm,
那我们真实那圣灵充满在我们里面。
When the Holy Spirit fills us,
我们活在圣灵里面。
And we live in the Holy Spirit.
那成了那真实让主在我们身上能够得到彰显的话。
And when we allow the Lord to have full manifestation,
一方面呢会叫人觉得很喜爱。
Then people will love us.
就是实在就是可亲可近的吧。
People will want to draw near to us.
另外一方面呢，他们就很惧怕。
Yet on the other hand, their heart is full of fear.
觉得是很可怕的吧。
They're filled with awe.
那就是在他们身上有一个冲击的力量。
And because with them, they have an impact.
一方面在吸引人。
On one hand, they attract people.
一方面他真有一个冲击的力量。
Yet on the other hand, there is an impact.
那个力量呢，就叫人觉得是可惧怕的。
And that caused fear.
那么这是在他们身上那头一种的光景。
And this is the first manifestation.
那么还有第二种光景呢？他们都这个都在一起，凡物公用。
They share everything together.
那么这说出什么
？What does that tell?
这说出他们是那样的那个相爱。
It tells us that they love one another.
那么想爱到一个地步啊，没有一个人说这个东西是我的。
They love each other so much that they do not claim anything belongs to themselves.
凡是我的就是你们的。
If it's mine, then it's yours.
凡是你们的就是我的。
If it's yours, then it's mine.
这个不是勉强做出来的。
They were not forced to do this.
这个他们甘心乐意这样。
But willingly they share everything.
为什么他们是这样？
Why do they have a
因为主的爱充满在他们里面。
Because they were filled with the
love. 那个爱从他们里面彰显出来了。
And the love of God has been manifested in their lives.
那就是这个就是那个神的爱。
And this is God's love.
这个不是那个人的爱。
This is not man's love.
人的爱都是有条件的。
Man's love are conditional.
人的爱都是受环境的影响的。
And can be influenced by the environment.
我的东西可以是你的。
Maybe sometimes you say,
你东西可以是我的。
Or
那么只有在一个条件之下，那夫妇两个结婚了。
But under one condition that we need to be married.
那么到这个时候呢，他们才有不分了。
And only at this time, we will share things.
若不是在这种情况之下
，without this condition,
那他们是分得清清楚楚的。
We separate everything that belongs to us.
那甚至有的人结婚之后，还是在那里是你的我的分也有分别的。
Even some people after they are married, they still separate their own belongings.
这是天然的爱。
This is natural love.
这是有条件的爱。
It's conditional.
那只有神的爱是没有条件的。
Only God's love is unconditional.
只有神的爱乃是一个没有自己的爱。
Only God's love is a selfless love.
所以当这个爱从他们身上在活出来的时候
，And when this love was manifested,
他们没有一个人说这是我自己的。
No one claimed anything.
那这个你不能使用。
You cannot use my thing.
他们是凡物公用。
But they share all things.
他把他一切都摆出来了。
And they have placed everything belonging to man before men.
没有一个人说这个东西是我自己的。
And no one would claim this belongs to myself.
说是神的爱从他们中间活出来彰显出来。
It's because God's love was revealed from their living.
那么第三呢，他们卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Thirdly, they have sold all the possessions and goods and gave to anyone as he had need.
若是这样的话，那我不敢信耶稣了。
He said, "This is condition that I do not want to believe in."
那我若是一信主之后，把我天天家业统统都卖掉。
After I believe in Christ, I will have to sell everything that I own.
那我还有什么东西呢
？Then what else do I have?
那当然，今天我们不一定我们不是照着他们的时候做法。
Of course, today we do not do things according to what they have done.
但圣经里有一个原则。
But in the Bible, there is a principle.
就是说，神不愿意让我们来模仿一种的榜样。
God does not want us to mimic a certain example.
神在这个人身上在做事情。
God will work on this person.
那么做好之后呢，神就把这个榜样把它摔掉。
After he has accomplished, he would forfeit the example.
要我们人来模仿一堆榜样。
He doesn't want us to mimic.
神乃是要我们持守住那个原则。
But he wants us to keep the principle.
按照那个榜样来说了。
As for example,
那当初的教会人，他们真是把田产家业统统的卖掉。
And the beginning church model, they have sold everything.
他们却把钱拿到使徒脚前来了。
And they bring the money to the feet of the apostles.
自己一点保留都没有。
They do not keep anything for themselves.
我们所有产业都在这里呀。
All that I have is here.
那么就就摆在使徒脚前。
And they allow the apostles to use.
那么使徒就按照那个人个人所需用的那天天来分给个人。
And the apostles will give to people as according to their needs.
那今天我们如果这样做的话，那我们真忙不过来了。
If today we have to do such kind of thing, then we will be too busy.
所以就没有意思要我们去效法那个榜样。
God doesn't want us to copy them.
主确实给我们看见那个原则。
But he wants us to see the
principle. 这个是需要持守。
And this is what we need to keep.
那他为什么有这种情形呢？
And why do they have this kind of revelation?
这个不是在勉强的做出来。
They were not fooled.
乃是他们甘心乐意这样。
But they have done it willingly.
他们变卖了一切。
They sold everything.
把什么东西都放下了。
And let go everything.
弟兄姐，为什么这样？
Why?
就是他们认识到主啊。
Because they knew the Lord.
他们看见主太宝贵了。
They have seen how precious he is.
因为看见了那样宝贵的主。
When they see such precious Lord.
因为看见了那样荣耀的事情。
When they see such glorious things.
那么的地上一些事物在他们都算不得什么。
All things on earth are nothing to them.
所以看见他们为了主的缘故。
For the Lord's sake.
他们肯出任何的代价。
They're willing to pay any kind of price.
把他们收一切他们都当然牺牲掉了。
They're willing to
弟兄姊妹，人若是没有看见主的话，
If men have not seen the Lord,
不要说把那天跟家业都卖掉，
We don't even need to ask them to
让我们说有一点点的奉献呢，我们都是大家斤斤较量的。
当
我们在那看见了主。
But as soon as you see
我们认识了主的宝贵，
we knew how precious he is.
我们看见了他的荣耀，
we have seen his glory.
到这个时候我们才肯再舍弃一切。
At this moment, we'll be willing to forsake
our faith. 许多的弟兄姊妹的奉献，
many people's offering,
他们是求着来奉献给主。
They plead that the Lord should allow them to
sacrifice. 不是再勉强的一件事。
It wasn't out of place.
乃是我们今天再奉献给主。
But today, I offer myself to
the Lord.
Today, I can become more useful.
这个乃是我们的荣耀。
This is my glory.
这个乃是那个神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
所以看见那个原则，乃是给我们看见他们为了主是不顾一切牺牲的。
The principle that it shows us that they are willing to sacrifice all things for the Lord.
彼此的是彼此的相爱。
And because they love one another,
他们也是那样的爱主。
They also love the Lord.
肯为了主在出任何的代价。
They're willing to pay.
你知道主耶稣怎样爱我们吗？
Do you know how to?
他为了爱我们的缘故。
Because he loves.
不要说把他荣耀丰富将来都放下了。
He has laid down his glory.
他为了爱我们的缘故。
He loves us.
甚至把他的权力、把他的性命都为我们牺牲了。
He has sacrificed his authority.
他为着爱我们的缘故。
Because he loves us.
他的血都在流下流出来。
He has shed all his blood.
他的命完全为我们倾倒出来了。
He poured out his life.
为着自己没有一点的保留。
He did not reserve anything.
弟兄姊妹，主是这样的爱我们。
This is how the Lord loves us.
他也愿意我们是这样的爱主。
He also wished that we would love him the same way.
主并不是要我们去效法他们这种做法。
But he does not want us to copy what they have done.
是要我们有这样的心，全心爱主耶稣，为了主的缘故，无论是什么代价，都可以摆上去的，无论什么牺牲，都算不得什么。这是那个当初那个教会的光景。
This is the condition of
the beginning church. 他们天天同心合意的恒切在殿里祷告。
They devote themselves to the apostle teaching and pray together.
对吗？我们祷告一个钟点了，我们还能维持得住。
And maybe we can today we can pray for an hour.
就是我们再一起祷告两个钟点、三个钟点的话。
If we have to pray for 2 hours,
恐怕就有人再受不了了。
Maybe many people cannot.
但是这一班人天天同心合意在殿里祷告。
But these people they pray continually.
那说到这些人，他们都是舍弃自己。
It tells us that these people have sacrificed.
他们把自己完全在那放下。
They have laid aside.
把他们意见在那放下。
And laid aside.
把他们喜好在那放下。
And their a hobby.
把他们那个倾向在那放下。
And they have laid aside.
他们是一般舍弃自己的人。
There are people who.
所以他们才能够同心合意祷告。
Therefore, they can pray together in one heart.
同心合意呀。
That praying together,
乃向他们祷告是那里和谐。
It shows us the unity of the prayer.
和谐到那步，像一个合唱团音乐。
It shows us the harmony of the prayer.
虽然有这个音那个音，有各种不同的音。
Maybe when we sing a chorus, we have all the notes.
但是就是那里和谐，那里一致。
But it's harmonious.
弟兄姊妹，这是一般舍己的人。
These are people who lay aside themselves.
只有他们能够和神的儿女是那里和谐，那一致。
Therefore, they can live in harmony.
他们是那样是否认自己。
They have denied themselves.
那全心那依靠主。
And rely upon the Lord only.
携带家中薄饼，存着欢喜诚实的信用版。
They broke bread in their homes and ate together with gladness.
他们当初的情形。
And this is their condition.
他们是那样充满了喜乐。
They were filled with joy.
你知道喜乐乃是一种健康的一种表现。
You know, Gladness is a manifestation of our health.
那若是我们身体啊软弱生病了
，If we are weak in our body,
那我们就愁眉苦脸。
And most time we're sad.
那若是我们身体是健康的
，But if we're healthy,
生命是丰富的
，And our life is abundant,
我们就看见是满面笑容。
Then we will be filled with smile.
那个喜乐就是健康的一种表现。
And that gladness is a manifestation of health.
生命一种的表现。
Is a manifestation of love.
你看见这一般神的儿女们，他们充满了喜乐了。
You see, these people are filled with joy.
他们是生命是那里丰盛。
And their life is so full.
所以他们的一同在赞美神得众民的喜爱。
Therefore, they praise God and enjoy the favor of all people.
不但这样，别人说主将得救人数天天的加给他们。
And the Lord added to their number daily.
那个生命不仅在他们里面在长进。
The life was increasing among them.
也从他们里头在一直涌流，一直在涌流出去。
Also, it continues to flow from them.
叫许多人能够蒙恩得救。
It caused many other people to flourish.
这是教会的光景。
This is church.
这是教会开头的情形。
This is the beginning church.
当然，我们所讲的是很有限。
Of course, what we can share today is very limited.
但是那时候教会所表现出来的却是非常的完全。
But the manifestation of the beginning church was so perfect.
为什么是那样完全呢？
Why is it perfect?
因为这是神的手所做出来的。
Because this was done by the Lord.
我们神所做的东西，没有一样东西不是完全的。
Every work of God is perfect.
他所创造宇宙万有。
His creation of the universe.
当他看见他所创造都甚好。
When he saw his creation, he said,
每一件东西都是那里完全。
Everything is perfect.
都是那里美好。
Everything is perfect.
乃是到一天罪进来了。
But one day sin entered.
死亡也进来了。
And death entered.
所以神所创造的东西才慢慢的那个在朽坏。
Therefore, this God's creation began to deteriorate.
许多不美的情形是产生出来的。
And many unbeautiful manifestations.
弟兄姊妹，在新造身上也是这样。
This is the whole thing.
当初教会刚刚在产生出来的时候
，When the church was born,
那个时候虽然教会还不够丰满
，Even though at that time the church was not mature,
还没有大长大
，It was not mature.
但是却是一个像一个健康的小孩一样
，But it was like a healthy baby.
每一部分都是那完全的
，Every part was perfect.
每一部分都是那新鲜的
，Every part was fresh.
都是那活过是满了生气的
，Every part was lively and
弟兄姊妹，这是一方面，因为是从神的手里产生，是没有不好的。第二方面，他们能够持守住那个这样的光景。
Secondly, they were able to keep the condition.
乃是有几件事情啊，是他们在特别看重的。
There are several things that they pay special attention to.
一件事情呢，就是他们遵守使徒的教训。
And the first is they abide to the teachings of the
apostles. 第二件事情呢，就是他活在使徒的交通里面。
Second, they live in the fellowship of the apostles.
第三件就是薄饼。
Third is they broke bread together.
就是祈祷。
Fourth is they pray together.
我们中间讲过。
Our brother John has shared this before.
我再重复一点，也不太要紧。
If I repeat a little bit, it's okay.
那遵守使徒的教训。
They abide to the apostles' teaching.
那这里说到使徒的教训。
Here it tells us about the teaching of the apostles.
说到这个使徒的时候呢，那还说到是多数的。
When we talk about the apostles, these are many.
那说教训时候呢，是单数的。
But the teaching was one.
你看见那么多的使徒。
You see, there are many apostles.
也许你说只有十二个人。
Maybe you say there's only 12.
也许还有以后起来的比十二个人还要多。
Later on, we see other apostles.
是啊，有那么多的使徒。
Even though there are many apostles,
但是他们的教训呢，却只有一个。
But their teaching is singular.
他不是那有很多的教训。
They don't have many other teachings.
这个人讲这个教训，那个人讲那个教训。
This person emphasizes on this.
就像今天在这里教会当中一样。
Just like today's church.
我们请一个传道人，他要讲这个教训。
We invite a speaker, and he will only talk about one topic.
今天的教训，我们觉得很对。
And we say, well, he's very right.
我们就跟着教训跑掉了。
And then we run away with that teaching.
下次又请了又一个传道人来了。
Next time we invite another speaker.
又讲另外一番教训。
And he talks about something else.
我们觉得也蛮合乎圣经的。
We say, well, that's the
Bible teaching. 那我们又跟着那个教训跑掉了。
And then we run away with him.
那么这样的话呢，那我们就被许多的教训那个吹来吹去。
And this way we'll be blown by many teachings.
一会儿把我们吹到这面，一会儿把我们吹到那一面。
We will be blown by the wind of teaching back and forth.
许多神的儿女们呢，他们在属灵道路上是在绕圈子的。
Many children of God, they are running in circles.
从年首到年终，一直在绕，一直在转。
From the beginning of the year till the end of the year, they are running
in circles. 没
有
长进。
They did not grow.
为什么缘故？
Why?
因为他们听了好多的教训。
Because they heard many teachings.
一会儿把我们吹到东，一会儿把我们吹到西面去。
On one hand, they will go to the east, or sometimes they go to the west.
一会儿又把我们吹回来了。
Sometimes they go back.
然后又吹到南面去了。
Sometimes they go to the south.
那这样一直在绕圈子。
They continue to run circles.
弟兄姊妹，教训太多了。
There's too many teachings.
不是说这里爱你们不爱主。
It doesn't mean that the children are not.
当然，这个也是不长进的原因。
This is all for one reason.
那有许多实在是爱主的。
But many of them truly love
God. 有许多实在是热心的。
Many of them are very zealous.
但是在属灵上没有长进。
But they did not grow spiritually.
因为教训太多了。
Because there are too many teachings.
就像以弗所第四章告诉我们的。
Just like Ephesians chapter 4 tells us.
被许多教训之风。
They're blown by the wind of teaching.
在飘来飘去。
And they're blown by the wind.
就一直停留在做小孩的阶段。
They continue to remain as a baby.
不能够长大成人。
And they cannot grow into maturity.
但当初教会不是这样。
But the beginning church was not like
that. 当初教会是有那么多的使徒。
Even though there are many apostles.
但他们教训只有一个。
But they have only one teaching.
所以那些教，那他们所听见那些教训。
And all the teaching they have heard.
都是使他们相互相成的。
Will complement each other.
那么这个教训这样带我们。
And this teaching will guide us.
下次来一个人还是这样，这样加强我们。
And next teaching will increase us.
使我们更往前去。
And cause us to move forward.
你说到他们讲什么教训呢？
Then you say, what are they talking about?
他们持守住什么教训？
What are they holding on to?
他们所讲的只有一个教训。
They only teach one thing.
不是那个许多道理。
Not many.
不是那个许多的方法。
And not many methods.
他们只这样，他们只传讲一位。
They only teach one.
传讲这位主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
他是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ.
他怎样到地上来？
How he came down to earth.
他怎样去了死而复活？
And through death.
完成了救赎的工作。
And accomplished the
work of salvation. 解决了我们一切的难处。
And he has resolved all our difficulties.
怎样升到天上？
How he rose to the
heavens. 超过了一切。
And he was surpassed all.
坐在神的右边。
台
前圣灵来，他也在圣灵里头做了我们的好朋友，也成了我们的生命，在里头又在里头做工，在我们里面，那继续带领我们，那到了有一天是我们成神儿子的形象，有一天他还要再来。
He shall come again.
要把我们接到荣耀里面去。
And receive us into glory.
亲爱的兄姊妹，他们只有一个教训。
They only have one teaching.
就是主耶稣基督。
That is Jesus.
他们只有一个题目。
They only have one thing.
就是主耶稣基督。
That is Jesus.
他们只有一个声音，一个声音。
They only have one voice.
传讲主耶稣基督。
That is to teach Jesus Christ.
除了主耶稣之外。
Besides Jesus Christ.
别无拯救。
There is no other salvation.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以。 于靠着得救。
Because on heaven and earth there's no other name given to us.
不要说任何宗教不能拯救我们。
Religion cannot save.
有任何的道理也不能拯救我们。
Teaching cannot save.
任何的教训也不能拯救我们。
Doctrines cannot save.
甚至连圣经教训也不能拯救我们。
Even Bible teachings cannot save.
弟兄姊妹，以色列人他们天天在读圣经。
But sisters.Israelites read the Bible.
不仅把圣经记在他们心思思想里面。
They memorize the Bible.
也写在他们额上面。
They wrote the verses on their
也戴在他们的身上。
And they wear the Bible verses on their clothing.
但是到末了说，他们仍然是为了拯救。
At the end, they were still not saved.
弟兄子，不是教训能救我们。
One sister teaching cannot.
不是道理能够拯救我们。
Doctrine cannot.
乃是主耶稣基督。
Only Jesus.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
除了他之外，
besides him,
我没有。任何的拯救、
no、other
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名
there was、no、other name given
没有赐下别的方法、
no、other method,
没有赐下别的道理、
no、other way,
是我们可以靠得救
做
当初的使徒们他们人数是很多
even though there are many
但他们的教训却只有一个
but the teaching
传讲主耶稣基督
they teach about
让我们能够认识主耶稣
we know
让我们能够看见这位主耶稣
we can
让我们能够亲近这位主耶稣
we can
让我们能够得到这位主耶稣
弟兄
姊妹只有我们的主
Only
他是我们的拯救
He is our
他是我们的生命
He is our
他是我们的力量
He is our
他是我们一切的一切
He is all in all.
唯有主耶稣
Only Christ.
只有主耶稣
Only Christ.
这是当初使徒的教训
This is the teaching.
门徒们就保守在使徒教训里面
And the apostles just keep themselves
他们没有从这里出去
They did not step outside
他们持守住主耶稣基督
They kept it to Jesus.
除了主之外没有什么是他们所宝贝的没有什么是他们所看重的亲爱的弟兄姊妹难怪他们是有那么充足的力量难怪他们生命是那么丰富因为他们持守住主耶稣这位主耶稣天天做他们的拯救亲爱的弟兄姊妹活在主耶稣基督里面
Abide in Christ.
持守住主耶稣这是我们今天唯一的道路
This is our only way to
第二
Secondly,、
这是我的负担
This is my burden.
我今天早晨负担就是在这一方面
My burden lies upon the
活在使徒的交通的里面
That is to live in the fellowship of the apostles
那我们关于这一方面呢我们不大或者不大太注意
I feel that we should not pay attention to this.
我们说到交通的时候
，When we talk about fellowship,
我们特别注意一点，我们和主之间和主的交通。
We usually pay attention to our fellowship.
我们怎样来到主的面前
？How we come before the Lord.
我们怎样在亲近主
？How we draw close to the
我们怎样在享受主
？And how we enjoy His
我们在那里怎样祷告主？
How we pray
我们和主有亲密的交通
we can have intimate, relationship
这是我们所平常我们所注意的
And this is what we emphasize.
当然这方面是很好的
of course, this is very good.
那一点错都没有
There's nothing wrong with it.
弟兄姊妹不要忘记这只是一部分就是了
But do not forget that this is only one
还有另外一方面的交通
There's another type of fellowship.
那个交通叫做使徒的交通
That is the fellowship of the apostles.
那使徒交通是什么意思呢
But what does that mean?
使徒的交通乃是基督身体的教堂
The fellowship of the apostle is the fellowship of the body
是使徒乃是那教会的代表
Apostle represents the church
他们是代表教会的
They represent the
church 他们身体的代表
They represent the body
使徒的教堂就是和基督身体的教堂
The fellowship of the apostles is the fellowship of the church
就是那个身体里面的教堂
It's the fellowship of the body
弟兄们我们注意和主之间的教堂
We pay close attention to the fellowship of the
Lord. 我们没有注意到和圣徒之间的交通。
So we neglect.
我们也讲教会。
We talk about the church.
我们也讲身体。
We also talk about body.
我们说我们是在一个身体的里面。
We claim that we are one body.
感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
一点都没有错的。
That is correct.
我们虽然有许多的肢体
Even though we have many members,
我们却是在一个身体里面
yet we live in one body.
我们是合而为一的
We are one in Christ.
一点错的没有
There is nothing
这是非常对的一件事情
It is very correct.
但是弟兄姊妹我们怎样那个活在这身体里面
But how do we live in this body?
我们怎样有身体的生活
How do we have a life of the body?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹那个秘诀乃在于交通
The secret is in fellowship.
若是我们光是每个礼拜天早晨聚在一起，
If we only gather together,
我们在唱诗，大家赞美，
We sing the hymns,
那当然是
praise the Lord,
非常好的一件事。
Of course, this is wonderful.
然后我们在讲道听道，
And then we sit here and listen to
这个也不错。
这
完了之后呢，我们就又爱宴。
Afterwards, we eat together.
那么爱宴，我们说爱宴交通。
We call this a lovey.
当然我们光注前面爱宴，后面交通就忘记了。
And we often only focus on the feast.
我们就在那
吃。Not about a fellowship.
吃就吃很多好东西。
And we eat many good things.
那么东西都是很好的。
All the food is good.
我常常想到，这个爱宴交通啊，真是应该像我们属灵交通，就应该是那样。
I often feel that our spiritual fellowship should just be like our loving.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个人带一个菜，那个带一个菜。
Every brother and sister will bring a dish.
有的中国味道，有的美国味道。
Some are Chinese food, some are American food.
有的南方味道，有的北方味道。
Some are the southern taste and some are northern taste.
所以你在这里什么味道都可以尝到的。
So when you're here, you can taste all kinds of food.
啊，实在是，都是很丰富的。
It is very rich.
弟兄姊妹，在物质方面，是这样很好。
Sister, materially, this is very good.
但是我们还缺少一个在属灵方面的交通。
So we still lack in spiritual fellowship.
那我们吃饭时我们在谈谈话。
When we eat together, we talk a little.
我们贵姓啊？
We ask about your name.
做什么事情啊？
What do you do?
然后提到事情之后就提到工作问题。
And then we talk about our work.
哎呀，现在压力很大。
You say, oh, I have much pressure.
哎呀，好多地方是会这个会 lay off 人的。
Many companies are laying off.
那最好啊，找这工作最好找那工作。
Maybe I need to look for this job.
那我们就谈到，那这就是工作问题。
And then we talk about our work.
或者我们谈到天气的问题。
Or we talk about weather.
或者谈到实际的问题。
Or we talk about the
或者看到我们从我们所看到许多的新闻。
Well, we talk about the news that we heard.
当然也有的会讲到关于那个这个运动的问题了。
And then we talk about sports.
这个篮球那个篮球。
We talk about this game and that.
那我们就是谈了这许多。
And this is what.
那我们就自然交通了。
And this is our fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这个不能说属灵的交通。
This Francis, this is not spiritual fellowship.
这可以说是交换。
This is this exchange
交换我们的知识
exchanging knowledge
知识的交换
exchanging knowledge
好像我把我所知道告诉你把你所知道的告诉我
It's like I tell you what I know
而在这里没有属灵的交通
There is no spiritual
就是我们注意到外面我们却没有那个活在那个里头的那个实际里
My sister we do not live in the reality of fellowship
那约翰一书里就告诉我们说
First John tells us
主把那个生命给了我们
God has given us the life.
那这个生命就带我们进到交通里面。
This life will lead us into fellowship.
那约翰就告诉我们说，使你们和我们交通。
John said that you will have fellowship with us.
我们乃是与神并他儿子耶稣基督那么相交的。
And we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你看见在这里有两个交通。
You see here there are two.
一个交通呢，乃是和使徒之间的交通。
One is among the apostles.
还有一个交通呢，乃是和神并他儿子耶稣基督的交通。
Another is with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这虽然是两个交通。
But it says that even though these are two fellowship.
但是确实知道一件事情说。
But it refers to one thing.
我当时和弟兄姊妹讲到约翰一书的时候
When I share with you first John,
我不知道那弟兄姊妹还有没有人印象
I don't know if you still have any question
我们要看见那个交通啊那就非常大的一件事
We need to know that this fellowship is a very
是非常宝贝的一件事情
It's a very precious thing
你想看我们这些受造的人
Just look at all
我们能够和神有交通
We can have fellowship with God.
我们能够和神来有交通
We can have fellowship with the Lord
那实在是是没有办法想象的一件事
And this is, we cannot
compare with our mind 还记得那个交通乃是一个神圣的交通
You know that this is a holy fellowship
这个交通是保持在大一神里面的
This fellowship was originated only in the Trinity
圣父圣子圣灵之间的交通
It's only among the Father and Son
乃是圣父圣子再胜于你们的交通
And it's a fellowship among the saints
说这个交通呢乃是三位一体交通
And it's among the Father and Son
说我们说他们虽然有三个位格
Even though they have three positions
圣父圣子圣灵
The Father Son and Spirit
记得这个交通啊就把这三个位格联合在一起了
But through fellowship they're one
使他们成了一个
They become one
所以我们说这是三而一的神
Therefore, we call the Trinity God.
是三，又是有，是一位。
There are three, and they're one.
是一位，又有三个身份。
They're one year, they're
所以是三而一的神，怎么会称老一人呢？乃是借着交通，借着交通，三而一神联合在一起了。
不，
在子的里面，子也在父的里面，借着圣灵，父和子，子和父，完完全就得合而为一了。
And through the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son are totally union.
不仅是他们是合为一，
not only they are
union. 他所有的一切也都是合一的。
All they have are in one.
父所有都是子的。
All the Father has.
子所有一切也都是属于父的。
And all the Son has.
但他们没有任何的分别。
There is no separation.
一切的丰富都在子里面。
All the riches of the Father
dwell in the Son. 子所有一切也都是让父在这荣耀，让父荣耀在这发挥。
He created angels.
我们说天使乃是也是一个也他也属灵的。
We know the angels are also spiritual.
不是属物质的。
They're not material.
天使也是那个圣洁的。
The angels are also holy.
没有任何的罪。
They do not have sin.
也是那里美丽。
They're beautiful.
也是那里完全。
And they're perfect.
也是那里属灵。弟兄姊妹，虽然天使他的性质和神的性质有点相很相当相像。
And the nature of the angels are similar to God.
彼得和神的关系也是非常的亲密。
And the relationship of between angels and God.
他们是那样活在神的面前。
And they truly live in the presence of God.
侍立在神的面前。
And they serve the Lord.
他们和神关系非常亲密的。
And the relationship is very intimate.
就是在这种情形之下。
Even under this kind of
circumstance. 他们也没有办法进到这交通里面。
They still cannot enter into the fellowship.
三而一神交通。
Cannot enter into the fellowship of three in one God.
任何受造之物
All created cannot take part in the fellowship.
不要说其他物质东西不能进入。
Now, other material things cannot enter.
就是连属灵的那个天使也不能进入。
Even spiritual angels cannot enter.
这个叫一直保持在三一神中间的。
This fellowship has been kept in the three in one God.
弟兄姊妹，感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
因着神爱我们的缘故。
Because God loves us.
差遣儿子，我们主耶稣到地上来。
He sent down his son.
为我们成了救赎的工作。
To accomplish the work.
弟兄姊妹，一面就他所流的血洗净了我们的罪。
By the shedding of his blood, he has cleansed all.
另外一方面，也就从死里复活，把这里生命流到我们里面来了。
He also was risen from his from death to in order to give us his life.
本来在三一神之间的那个生命。
And the life that was only in a three.
现在延长到我们里头来了。
Now has been extended.
延长到我们这些蒙恩得救人里面来了。
Extended to everyone.
把我们这些都连到，都带到这个交通里面去了。
He has brought all of us into this era.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的一件事！
This is such a great thing.
这实在是个划时代的事。
And this is a thing that changed the time.
可以说是惊天动地的一件事情。
A thing that shaken the world.
那这一个神圣的交通，那已经在扩展出去了。
This holy fellowship has been expanded.
这神圣的交通已经扩大出去了。
And this holy fellowship has been.
是把我们这些蒙恩得救的都带到这个交通里面。
And it has included all the people.
所以我们能够和神有交通。
The reason we have can have
fellowship. 这不是一件小的事。
It is not a small matter.
这是一件太大的一件事情。
But it's a great thing.
就是一方面我们和神有交通，
one hand we have fellowship,
我们能够享受神所赐的一切，
we can enjoy all the
也享受神所有的一切，
we can enjoy all the
一切都在儿子里赐给了我们，
he has given us everything,
我们和他有交通。
We have fellowship.
这是神的爱最大的表现。
This is the greatest manifestation of God's love.
但是弟兄们不要忘记，
另外一方面我们也是活在身体的交通进到身体的交通里面
On the other hand, we also need to enter into the fellowship of the body.
这里圣灵不仅进到你里面
Holy Spirit has not only entered into
you, 也进到我里面
but also entered into me.
把我们每一位弟兄姊妹我们都连接到那个神圣的交通里面去了
It has united all the brothers and sisters into the Holy Spirit.
另外一方面这个生命也是运行在我们里面
And this life also moves among us.
那使我们彼此之间呢有交通
Thank you.causes that
也把我们这许多蒙恩德就连接在一起
He also united all the
使我们成了一个身体
that we can become one body
记得我曾经用的比方
you remember the example
就好像在新耶路撒冷那个河流一样
just like the river in the New Jerusalem
那么这个河流是从宝座那流出来的
and the source of the river came from the throne
这个宝座乃神和高原的宝座
And the throne is the throne of the Lord.
那这个河流在流出来
，and the river
flows 流到那些蒙恩得救人里面
，and to all the believers.
那么是一直流，一直流。今天也流到你里面，流到我里面。
就
是这一条河流把我们这些蒙恩德人统统连在一起了。不仅把我们带到神里面去，也把我们众人都带到一起，带在一起。使我们被连接在一起。
说
你看见我们是有两个交通的 一个是乃是和神之间的交通
One is with God.
一个是和神儿女之间的交通
One is with God's children.
弟兄们我们只注意我们和父神之间的交通
One sister, we only pay attention to ourselves
我们和主之间的交通
with the Lord.
我们就很忽略我们和神儿女之间的交通
Oftentimes we neglect the fellowship among the body
这是我们一个很大的一个损失。
This is a great loss for us.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个身体交通啊是非常重要的。
但是 sister, you know the fellowship of the body.
当我们神之间交通，我们得到生命，得到供应。
When we fellowship with the Lord, we have received life from Him.
但是我们一方面从和身体的交通，我们也能够从别的事情上面能够得到扶持，得到供应。
When we fellowship with the body, we can also receive life.
就好像我们身体上面的血液的循环一样。
Just like how the blood circulates.
那么借着那个血液的循环。
And through the circulation of within our body.
一方面把我们四肢百体统统连接在一起，成了一个身体。
He has united all the different members of the body into one body.
一方面也是把那个阳气，也把营养东西啊，那么带到四肢百体里面。
And the circulation system also brings oxygen and all the nutrients.
每个肢体都能得到供应。
So that every member can.
那今天我们能在这里能讲话。
Today I can.
我们能在这有行动。
I can
弟兄姊妹，乃是那个血液循环在我们里面。
It's because blood is circulating in the body.
假如这个血液循环呢，循环到嘴巴那里就停住了。
If the blood only circulates the body and stops there.
循环不过去了。
And it would not go forward.
那这个嘴在这里要讲话就没办法讲话了。
Then you would not be able to speak.
因为他这个这个和这个血的循环断绝了。
Because the circulation stopped right there.
虽然他很愿意听从头的命令。
Even though the mouth is willing to listen to the command of the brain.
你要讲话。
Speak.
你要大声一点。
Speak louder.
但是他没有办法。
But without the stimulation of the brain, it cannot speak.
和其他自己的交通啊断掉了。
And because the fellowship is in the members of the
brain. 血不循环了。所以你知道这个身体我们这个身体上的身体啊
you know that our physical body
假若这个有一部分呢那个血液不能够流通过去的话
if there is one little part that the blood cannot circulate
那不仅是它得不到供应
not only that part
gradually 慢慢也会枯干掉
gradually it will wither
慢慢整个全人呢都死掉了都完了
Gradually that member will die.
那这是我们最怕的一件事是不是
This is what we fear.
老人呢最怕中风了是不是
And the elderly are
为什么中风呢
always afraid about stroke.
血液循环不过去了
Why do we have that? Because blood
cannot circulate freely. 那么有的时候在身体上某部分循环不过去了
And sometimes the blood will stop at certain part of the body.
结果也是这个人就完了
And that caused death for the entire body.
弟兄姊妹在基督身体上也是这样。
My sister, it holds true.
不错，我们和主之间的交通没问题。
of course that if there's no problem with fellowship,
若是我们和神的儿女之间交通有了问题，
but if we have problem between the fellowship of our
bodies, 那个生命不能流通到我们里面来，
and that life cannot flow into us,
不仅是叫我们会软弱，
we will gradually become weak,
叫我们会下沉，
we will be depressed,
叫我们会感觉痛苦，
we will be in pain,
并且到来说会到来说就非常危险，
and gradually it will become a
不仅个人成为危险，
It will become a danger for the individual. It will also affect the whole
community. 我们和主之间交通是重要的。
One sister, it is important to have fellowship with the Lord.
我们和神的儿女之间交通也是重要。
It is also important to have fellowship
with the
body of Christ. 不仅是要
注重我们个人的亲近主、祷告主、和主有交通。
We need to emphasize on the fellowship with the Lord.
我们也需要注意一件事，和神的儿女们之间有交通。
We also need to emphasize on the fellowship with the body.
那么这是很重要的一件事。
This is very important.
为什么会有这样的这样一点负担呢？
Why do I have this burden?
我觉得我们今天我们的情形啊，就是在这一方面我们疏忽了。
Because I feel that there is a lacking among us.
不错，我们是大家都很爱主。
Of course, every one of us loves the Lord.
也是肯为了主在摆上。
We're also willing to offer for the Lord.
并且大家也在学习亲近主、祷告主。
We also learn how to draw near to the Lord.
那这是叫我们都是叫我们非常喜乐的一件事。
All these things give us great joy.
但是有一方面我们是缺了。
But there's one thing we lack.
就是和身体的交通。
And that is the fellowship among the body.
肢体中间彼此之间的交通。
The fellowship among all the members.
这方面去了。
We are lacking.
所以有许多人软弱。
Therefore, many people.
有许多人在下沉。
Many people are depressed.
有许多人都在黑暗里面。
Many people are in darkness.
多少难处都不能解决。
And many problems cannot be resolved.
当初教会不是这样。
But it's just the beginning church.
他们一方面注意和主之间交通。
On one hand, they emphasize the fellowship of the Lord.
一方面也活在使徒的交通里面。
On the other hand, they also live in the fellowship of the body.
活在身体的交通里面。
In other words, they live in the body.
他们和身体的交通没有问题。
There is no problem with the fellowship of the body.
你看见在使徒行传一开头的时候。
You see, in the beginning of the book of Acts.
他们当初他们就受很大的逼迫。
They have endured great persecution.
那么第二章就给我们看见有差不多有三千多人蒙恩得救。
In chapter 2, we see about 3,000 people were saved.
教会不仅产生出来，并且教会在增长。
And the church was not only born, but it began to grow.
那么到了第三章的时候，就看见他又有五千多人蒙恩得救。
In chapter 3, we see about 5,000 more.
那教会增长得非常的快。
The church grew rapidly.
因为他生命是那样的丰盛。
Because life is so full.
好多人蒙恩得救。
Many people were saved.
这样就惹起了那个仇敌的攻击。
And this caused the attack from Satan.
他们就把这个大祭司他们就把这个彼得和约翰再捉拿起来。
And the high priest had captured Peter and John.
把他们关在监狱，把他关在监狱里面。
And locked them in the prison.
然后第二天把他们提出来审问他们。
The next day, they brought them out and they
那不仅是在审问。
They questioned them.
那并且打逼迫。
Also persecuted them.
打恐吓。
And threatened them.
你们不可以奉着这个名讲道。
You cannot preach in the name of God.
你们若是奉了名这不能讲道的话，我们要怎样对付你们？
If you would speak in that name, then we would do certain
things. 当时他们遇到百姓的缘故，虽然不敢再刑罚他们呢。
Because the people, the priest was afraid to punish them.
但是却是严严的在那恐吓他们。
But they severely threatened them.
然后责备他们。
And rebuked them.
然后就把他们释放。
And then they set them free.
当他们当他们出来之后。
And after they came from the court.
他们这个就到弟兄这边中间去。
They returned to the brothers.
然后不像我们碰到难处回来就到自己家里去了。
So today when we encounter problems,
那么他们就到弟兄这边中间去了。
But these people, they went to the brothers.
他就把这情景都告诉弟兄姊妹。
They told the brothers what happened.
那并且说到，那么就是在这样他们恐吓的时候。
And even when they threatened them.
在那非常危险的情形当中啊。
In such a critical time.
他们里头这样的刚强。
They were filled with strength.
他们怎样回答这许多逼迫他们的人？
How they answer?
我们听从你们，不听从神，你应该不应该？
Is a right for us to listen to you, not listen to God?
他们非常的刚强。
They are filled with power.
然后他们就把这一切事情都告诉弟兄姊妹。
And they reported all things to the brethren.
那弟兄姊妹听见之后啊。
And when the brethren heard,
他不是说听着说哎呀怎么办怎么办。
They did not、begin to move.
那我们去找什么人来去跟他们讲一讲吧。
Maybe we need to consult some people.
他们没有这样。
They did not do so.
他们听见之后。
After they heard the report.
他们不仅是乃知道这件事。
They were made aware of it.
并且乃重新可以祷告。
They prayed together.
一重在前面祷告。
They prayed
together. 祷告完了之后。
After they prayed.
原地就大大震动起来。
The earth was greatly shaken.
他们就被圣灵充满。
They were filled with the Spirit.
他们得了胆量。
And they regained their
confidence. 他们站起来在传讲主地，在传讲主的传福音。
They stood up and preached the gospel.
在传讲主地上。
And preach the way of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是交通。
Versus the fellowship.
说记着交通，不仅在难处，没有成为他们难处。
Due fellowship difficulties will not become their problem.
这难处把他们逼到主的面前。
But difficulties bring them to the Lord.
使他们重新的力量。
That they will regain strength.
那个主的那个权柄啊，大彰显出来了。
And God's authority is fully manifested.
说弟兄姊妹，我们看见只有借着交通，才能够把主的恩典再带下来。
Only through fellowship that we can bring down the blessing.
才能把那个主的祝福再带下来。
Only through fellowship we can bring down the blessing.
那不仅是在这一次这样。
Not only this.
然后到了第六章的时候啊。
In chapter six.
你看教会中间出了难处。
You see that there are problems.
彼此在发怨言，在埋怨。
And they murmured against one another.
他们虽然都是犹太人。
Even though they're all Jews.
但是犹太人他们中间也是有分别的。
But even among Jews, there's
a difference. 他们的分别，因为他们的话不大一样。
They have divisions because they speak different languages. And many Jews that live in Jerusalem, they use Greek.
还有许多住在其他国家的人呢，他们都讲希腊的话。
And some other people, they were using
Greek. 因着这个
Hebrew. Oh, the people live in Jerusalem use Hebrew, and the people live in other places use Greek.
那么因着语言上的一点障碍。
And because the difficulties among language,
所以啊，就产生一些的误会。
And they have some misunderstanding.
好像他们在供给上忽略了他们中间的寡妇。
In supplying to the needy, they have some misunderstanding.
这些讲希腊的话的犹太人，他们就在发怨言了。
And these people who use Greek, they began to complain.
你们人数很多。
You have more people.
那我们人数少。
We have less.
所以你们就轻看我们，藐视我们。
Therefore, you despise us.
没有顾到我们的寡妇。
You did not care for our widow.
我们寡妇生活上都有了问题。
And our widows are problems in our community.
就发怨言。
And they began to complain.
若是让这样的难处继续下去的话。
If they allow this problem to continue.
那一定是那个难处越过越大。
And this problem is so
会大到一个地步，那个是希腊话的犹太人和希伯来话犹太人分开了。
And this problem will eventually grow to the point that it will split the two groups.
教会身体的合一在破坏掉了。
And destroy the unity in the body of Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们怎样解决的问题？
Versus how do they solve the problem?
彼得就把弟兄姊妹召集来。
Peter has gathered all the brothers.
然后对弟兄姊妹讲一遍话语。
And he spoke to the brothers.
他说：“我们奉下主的道，我们去管理伙食，这是不应该的。”
He says, "For us to stop praying, but mind is."
你说那时候彼得，那时候使徒们他们是很忙的。
You know, at that time the apostles are very busy.
因为他们不仅管伙食。
They had to care about the meals.
他们还也要分配这些钱财。
They also need to disperse the money.
照着个人所需要的分给个人。
According to your need, they have to give you.
那些不是三家两家。
It is not two or three families.
已经差不多有一万多人了。
At that time they had about 10,000 people.
先是三千，先五千，八千。
And we have 3,000, 5,000, and that's
8,000.
There's so many people.
哎呀，你顾到每个人的话呀。
If you had to care for everyone.
你知道天天要花多少的时间。
How much time do you have to spend a day?
那这个管会计弟兄姊妹，你们就会知道这件事太麻烦了。
And those people who study accounting, you would understand the
problem. 就差不多把所有时间都摆在这件事情上去了。
They have to devote most of their time to previous things like this.
那么他们祈祷传道啊，就是。减少了。
And they do not have enough time to pray.
所以他们当有这个难处发生之后，
After they have this problem,
他们在主面寻求为什么会有这样事。
They seek before the Lord and ask, well, why should
他们里头就蒙了光照。
And they were enlightened.
他们把主的道在放下去装光火试试，这是不应该的。
It is not right for them to lay aside the word of God.
他们应当以祈祷传道。祈祷传道为师。
They need to devote themselves to prayer.
所以他们就从他们中间选出七个人来做。 来管理伙食的事情。
Therefore, they selected seven among them to take care of these people.
有两在服侍上有两人配搭。
And in service, they have a coworker.
大家心里都非常欢喜。
And many people, everyone.
他们这个问题也解决了。
This problem was solved.
另外一方面呢？
On the other hand,
主的话也增加了。
The word of God increased.
那你说主的道大家兴旺，因为主的话增加了。
He says the word of God increased among them.
因为彼得他们在祷告，读圣经祷告。
And because Peter began to study
the word of God. 所以主的话就增加起来了。
And therefore the word of God increased.
很多。
Many people believe in Christ.
甚至连有祭司们也有信主的。
Even some priests
began
to believe in Christ.
那借着交通，那些难处就过去了。
You see that through fellowship, problems will resolve.
到了有一天，彼得他到这哥林流家里面去。
One day Peter went to Cornelius' house.
这是一件很好的事情。
This was a good thing.
但是没有想到，也产生一个很大的难处。
But he did not realize this also caused a problem.
当彼得看见了这一个大布的异象。
When he saw the great vision.
他就答应了哥林流的约情。
And he would agree to Cornelius'
就到哥林流家里去了。虽然他到哥林流家里面去，也是圣灵在带领他。
It was the guidance of the Holy
Spirit. 那是非常清楚的一件事。
It was a very clear vision.
但是他的犹太人观念都还没有转过来。
But for the Jewish concept, it was hard to take.
所以他一到了他们家，到了哥林流家。
When he went to Cornelius' house.
就说我们你们知道，我们犹太人和外邦人来往，这是本来是不合条理的。
You know that the Jews do not associate themselves with a Gentile.
但是不过呢，主已经嘱咐我，已经告诉我。
But the Lord had told me clearly.
不可以把别人看作不洁净的。
That I cannot regard you as unclean.
所以你们约请我的时候，我就没有推辞，我就来了。
Therefore, when you invited me, I did not.
那么我现在来了，你们要我做什么？
Now what do you want me to do?
那哥林流就把他自己受主的引导说了一遍。
And Cornelius told him how he was led by the Lord.
然后就是我们现在都在这个地方，盼望你把主的话告诉我来。
And he said, "We're all here. Please tell us the word of God."
彼得就在传讲福音。
And Peter told them the gospel.
讲主耶稣基督了。
Told them about Jesus Christ.
还没有讲完。
They haven't even finished.
圣灵就降在那些听到的人身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon those who were
listening. 就把彼得话就打断了。
And stopped the word of Peter.
那彼得和那犹太人一看，哦，圣灵已经给他们施洗了。那我们是谁？那给我们怎么能拒绝他们那个受水的洗呢？
And Peter and all the other Jews with him said, even the Holy Spirit has baptized them. What can stop us from giving them water baptism?
那一天他们都受浸归在主名下。
So on that day, they were all baptized into the name of Christ.
他们回到耶路撒冷之后。
When they returned to Jerusalem,
那些犹太人，他们生气得不得了。
The other Jews were very angry.
你是犹太人，怎么进到外邦人家里去？
You are a Jew. How can you enter into the house of Gentiles?
这个福音那是为我们犹太人的。
The gospel is prepared for us.
怎么给外邦人去传福音？
How can you preach the gospel to Gentiles?
他们产生很大的难处。
And there was great trouble.
所以他们又是在一起交通。
They fellowship again.
那么在一起交通，那彼得就讲他怎样主怎样带领他，一步一步讲得清清楚楚。
And Peter told them how the Lord led them.
讲到末了之后
，At the end,
那些人都在服下来了。
Every one of them were humbled before the Lord.
他说这样看来，那神也是恩待外邦人了。
And they agree that the Lord also has mercy upon the Gentiles.
也叫他们能够蒙恩得救。
That the Gentiles can also be saved.
那今天呢？那我们听了好像无所谓的。
Today we heard this, it seems that it matters.
但是当时
it doesn't matter to us.
犹太人观念就是非常严重一件事。
But for the Jews, this is a very important thing.
这个福音应该是属于我们犹太人的。
Because they thought the gospel was prepared for the Jews.
圣经诸约和应许都是给了我们犹太人的。
All the covenant, all the promises were for the Jews.
外邦人怎么这个是外邦人是误会的。
And the Gentiles are unclean.
无本无关的。
They have no part in God's salvation.
弟兄姊妹借着交通，他们的观念在转变过来。
The brothers through fellowship, their concept has been changed.
他们有了圣灵的观念。
Now they have the concept of the mindset of the Holy Spirit. And they have the mindset of God.
弟兄姊妹，我没有时间再讲很多。
Brothers, I don't have time to give you more examples.
但是你读使徒行传的时候，
你看那
教会一次一次难处。
You see that the church undergoes many different problems.
无论是外面难处也好。无论是里面难处也好，都是借着交通而解决的。
All have been resolved by fellowship.
若是没有圣灵的交通的话，
without the fellowship of the body,
这些难处都会成为大的问题。
All these difficulties will become great problems.
那许多时候一点 难处开始是很小很小。
Many times great in the beginning of a great problem.
就是因着没有交通的缘故。
Because there's no fellowship.
撒旦就在人里面，在魔鬼就在人里面，在那兴风作浪。
And Satan will begin to work in that.
就把那个小的问题把它扩大起来。
And expand the small problem.
变成大的难处。
And make it into a great problem.
甚至儿女们都争执起来了。
Even though because of the
problem. 甚至教会都在分裂了。
Even the church will be split.
亲爱的兄姊妹。我们要认识仇敌的诡计。
We need to know the truth.
撒旦乃是那黑暗的君王。
Satan is the king of darkness.
所有些工作都在黑暗里做了。
All the work are done.
他都是在暗中的挑拨离间。
All the work are done.
一直在暗中做分裂的工作。
He continues to split us.
他最怕的一件事就是怕光。
Satan is the friend of light.
若是我们借着光，借着交通把光带进来了。
Through fellowship, we will bring in the light.
黑暗就失败了。
And then darkness will fail.
撒旦就失败了。
Satan will fail.
他的诡计就失败了。
His tricks will fail.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们今天何等需要身体的交通。
How we need the fellowship.
不仅是难处，我们需要身体交通得到解决。
Not only to resolve our problems.
比如这许多软弱的弟兄姊妹。
Also for many brothers and sisters.
都是因为缺少身体的交通，得不到供应。
It's because they are lack in the fellowship of the brothers. Therefore,
得不到扶持。有人就离开了教会。
Some people will leave church.
他们和身体完全隔绝了。
And they totally separate themselves.
我们知道将来非常的悲惨。
We know that their end result.
有人虽然还是在教会里面。
Some even though they're still remaining in church.
但是一光天一直不爬不起来。
But they cannot get up.
心有余而力量不够。
They have the willingness in their heart.
不是主的主的膀臂在缩短了。
It is not that God has shortened.
也不是主不听祷告。
It is not that God is not
listening. 弟兄姊妹，乃是我们缺少一部分，缺少一件事。
It's because we're lacking in
身体的交通。
We're lacking in 肢体
之间彼此之间的交通。
We're lacking the fellowship.
没有把生命带给弟兄姊妹。
We did not bring the life.
没有把恩典带给弟兄姊妹。
We did not bring grace to our brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹就一直在爬不起。
Therefore, our brother cannot get up.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须在主面前蒙光照。
看
见当初的教会，不仅遵守使徒的教训，也活在使徒的交通里面。他不仅是在持守主耶稣基督，他们也是活在身体的里面。身体的交通把众人连接起来了，
让
每个肢体的肢体得到供应。
要
软弱得到扶持，
让
我们身体能渐渐的长大，能长成基督丰满的身体。当然还有两件事情，那个是我们也需要注意的。
不
过这个兄弟都提过了，我就稍微简单说一下就是了。第三件事情就是薄饼。
The third thing is breaking
of bread. 不是我们在这儿做一个这样仪式。
Breaking of bread is not a ritual.
一个仪式算不得什么。
A ritual is.
主也不喜欢这些仪式。
God does not like.
主也不要这些仪式。
And he doesn't want rituals.
弟兄们，我们不必应那是为了纪念主。
The best is the breaking of bread.
你们如此行那是为了纪念。
You will do this in order to.
弟兄们，我们有这么大的恩典。我们得到这样完全的拯救，主是这样的爱我们。亲爱的兄弟们，主喜欢我们纪念他。当我们聚在一起的时候，围绕在主的桌子跟前，一同坐在主的面前，我们思想他的大爱，我们在想，我们在看见他在我们身上的救恩，围绕他所施的恩惠。
为
了他所施的大爱，
为
了他所给我们的拯救，
为
了将来荣耀的盼望，
and the glorious hope
我们把我们心里头的感谢和赞美都献给他。
We offer to him our thanks.
弟兄姊妹，这个就叫敬拜，
sister, this is
这个叫纪念主。
This is
纪念主，我们做了何等大的事。
Remember what great thing he has done.
我们今天能够这样蒙这么多的福分。
Today we can receive so much.
天上各样属灵祝福都是属于我们。
All the spiritual blessings in heaven.
乃是借着主耶稣基督牺牲了自己。
It is because Christ sacrificed himself.
倒空了自己。
He had emptied himself.
今天我们才得到在这世界上的丰盛的福分。
Today we can receive.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎能够不纪念他？
Brother, sister, how can
我们怎能够不感谢不赞美他？
How can we not praise him?
不是我们的嘴巴在讲一些话语，
not only we say something without mouth,
乃是我们从心里头在感谢和赞美。
But from the depth of our heart, we give him praise.
我们对于主的敬拜。
Brother, sister, our worship.
小吃主的心，最小主心得满足的。
We satisfy our Lord.
祷告。
Pray to
说出我们对主的依靠。
Prayer tells us how we.
我们实在看见我们自己算不得什么。
We truly regard ourselves.
我们是这样微小的一般人。
We are so tiny.
正像我们弟兄们所说的。
Just like our brothers.
我们不过是零就是了。
We are just zero.
我们没有什么。
We are nothing.
我们算不得什么。
We are nothing.
不要说刚刚得救算不得什么。
Not only when we were saved, we were nothing.
十年、二十年、四十年、五十年，我们还是零。
Even after you are baptized, you are saved for 20, 30, 40 years, you're still zero.
算不得什么。
We are nothing.
我们没有力量。
We have no strength.
我们不能够再侍奉神。
We cannot.
我们不能再成全神的旨意。
We cannot accomplish His will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们看见我们自己不能的时候，
we see that we are not able,
我们才会来到主面前依靠他。
Then we will come to
Him. 主，只有你能。
Lord,
只有你能，
only your
所以我们祷告主，
therefore we pray,
好让我们的主那个圈的大彰显出来，
so that God's authority can be,
让他的大能的膀臂能够彰显出来，
that his, the, arm, the strength of his arm can be manifested,
实行拯救，
that he can perform salvation,
旨意能得成就，
and his will can be done.
说亲爱的兄弟们，这是当初教会所最宝贵的几件事，
and these are the things that the beginning church,
这是他们所注意的。
These are things that
我们若是活在其中的话，
if we also live in the same principle,
也叫我们的属灵的光景像当初教会的光景一样，
we, our condition will also be like the beginning church,
从我们上彰显出来的，
that Christ can be manifest,
我们都是那样的爱主，
we will all love the Lord,
那为了主的缘故甘心乐意牺牲自己，
and for the Lord's sake we will be willing to support, sacrifice ourselves,
让主能够得到，
may God receive,
让福音能够广传出去，
and the gospel can be spread.
更多人被带回到主里面。
And more people can be brought back to the Lord.
祝福我们。
May Lord have blessed you.